Because I think this is something that you'll really be found beneficial. Hold on. One moment.
Oh, thank you for holding, you guys. This is John. I'm the regional pricing director in your area. How's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
Hey, perfect. I'm glad to hear it. It's Friday, right? Getting close to the weekend there. I'm just going to pull up some notes that Dan's going to send over to me so I can catch me up to speed on everything here as well. Did you have any questions regarding on the program or how it works while I pull this up right now?
Yes is the short answer. I don't know anything is the data.
Okay.
And he said that he's going to get me on the first page in this particular zip code. And I said, okay, how much? He said, I don't know. Somebody else will tell you. And then I said, if I have hosting of my website that's already developed is needed, how much? He says, I don't know. You know, somebody else will tell you. And I'm now with you, and you're somebody else, so you tell
me. Awesome. Well, yes, I'm going to go ahead and answer everything and go ahead and, you know, fill you in how everything works, what we do, and why it's beneficial for you and your company. All right. I do see quite a bit of notes, actually, from Jan over here, so I'm glad it caught me up here a little bit. And I'm speaking with Mark, right?
That's right.
Perfect. It's a pleasure meeting you, Mark, first off. So, yes, you know, far as from what I'm reading over here, I can go ahead and explain and fill you in on all of it. What we do is we get you on first page of Google, not only just Google, but also on Bing. And, of course, you know your area, you know your customers, what they're going to be looking for, what keywords they would search for your services. And we're going to make sure to narrow those down so that way you're getting the quality customers that you want to spend time on and not waste your time on, okay, and for this right area. So as long as they're in the area that you want them to be at, then they'll make sure, we'll make sure that they see your business on the presence there. Now, he says that Jan mentioned on your notes here that you don't have a website, but that's okay. That's actually included with our price as a Google Premier partner. Not only we get you up to 60 different directories as well, but we also accommodate for the website as well too. Now, the great kicker behind all of what we do is that we don't just tell you, hey, these words are working. We took away these spam and robocalls. No, you get to see it for yourself. So we give you account login and password. And if you want to run new promotions on there or you want to change the contents and wording, by all means, you can. If you're too busy with work that we're going to bring to your company, that's okay too. We have an account management team to help you with that. As long as you give us a call, let us know the things that you need and changes that you need to be made, we got you on that. Okay? Now, one thing that really separates us from other sales companies that probably I'm sure you probably get tons of these type of calls, you know. What makes us separate from everyone else is not only being a Google Premier partner, but also because we make sure that you're not paying per lead, pay-per-click, pay-per-call, or job, or any of that. It's a one flat rate. And it's month-to-month. And the reason why we have month-to-month is because we want to make sure we earn your trust and earn your business every month. And so far, from everyone that I've helped me personally already, they're already going back month-to-month because they see the value behind everything on that. How does that sound to you so far? Sounds pretty good?
It's all about the numbers, my friend. Go ahead.
Sure thing. Yes, sir. So I'll dive right into the numbers. So, again, everything is set to a two-month verbal agreement. And that verbal agreement in the beginning is to make sure that you stick through to see the fruition and the real magic start to begin to happen. Okay, it doesn't happen like a flip of a switch where you start getting bombarded with phone calls and all that. No, we make sure we do our diligence over here. We have the right content that you want, area, everything like we talked about, okay? And it does take a little bit of time to help that build up. Now, your pricing will be at a set flat rate. And that flat rate is that month-to-month at $299 a month. Program does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 just to cover your programming. So your initial investment is at $398 out the door, no taxes, again, no extra charges, no hidden fees. How does that sound to you?
Sounds expensive, but everything is relative to what you're getting. So $299 a month, and if I'm
correct,
doing one zip code, as an example, that sounds like a lot. But if I'm doing, you know, 40 zip codes, it probably would be good because, you see, I'm having more exposure. So,
gotcha.
So is that price that you gave me your quote-unquote standard, and it's kind of like a zone price, or is that just kind of like we need that much to make this thing work, and we don't care if you do one zip code or 50 zip codes, it's still that price? So which
great question.
Of those two is?
Great question. I'll dive into that as well, too. So far as I got to make sure I understand, so I'm not giving you the wrong package as well, too. You do still want a website, though, correct?
I have a website. All they need to do is have it hosted.
Got you. Okay. So in that case, I mean, for the package I've given you, it goes up to 50 miles from where you want to set it to. Okay. Now, we could do a smaller mile radius and for a specific area. And what I see on the notes is for Vernon, California. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, cool. How about this? Let me do something really quick. I'm going to do it in real time right now just to see a few things really quick. Give me just a moment here.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. And you're doing roofing, right? Commercial roofing only?
And industrial, yes.
Oh, and industrial. Okay. So if I was to go ahead and put in commercial roofing, let me double check here.
And you can also put, a lot of the time it's commercial or industrial roof repair. That word sometimes is there. But a lot,
okay.
Either one of those two, repair / re-roof. A lot of the times somebody who has a plant will do it like, oh, I got a leak in the corner. And then you go up on the roof and it's totally shot and they've had 4,000 leaks over the last couple of years. And so you go, it's time for a re-roof, in which case you can convert it. So repair / re-roof.
Surprisingly, I actually, I used to work for a roofing company a couple of years back and, we did a lot of EPDM, roofing on there. So got a little bit of memory of, you know, how it works and stuff, you know.
what area of the country are you in?
Tampa, Florida, me personally. In Tampa, Florida. Yes, sir. But our company is actually in Fountain Valley, California.
Oh, wow.
Yes, sir. We're everywhere. We help a lot of people. Yeah.
No, that's all good. It's all good. I was just interesting because EPDM is more East Coast.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Give me a second here. I'm just going to put this in. And I'm going to put it in Vernon, California, so near Vernon. Vernon, Cali. Okay. So just by looking this up, and I did this in real time, okay? So when I typed in commercial roofing repair near Vernon, California, I got – I mean, you probably know your competitors around you too as well, and you know your area. If I was a brand new customer looking for services, don't know about anybody, don't know a referral through or, you know, what I've been looking for, I'm going to Google it, right? That's the very first thing. People aren't going to say, hey, let's go ahead and find something on Angie's List. No, they're going to say, let's Google. That's the new age thing right now. When that pops up, I got this map up on here and I start seeing all these other companies. Tell me if these are any familiar to you. Vernon Roof Pros, Capital Roofing Company, One Roofing Solution. I got one that says Royal Roof Corp, and these people have 3-star ratings, okay? These are your competitors that are capitalizing on these keywords that about 90% of these people are capitalizing on this stuff, man. And what we could do is bring you up to speed on that. Now, just in the last – this isn't our analytics, though. Just in the last 30 days for that, for roofing repair in that area, there's over 1,213 searches done in the last 30 days for your services. Now, if you're capitalizing, let's really lowball it, okay, Mark? If I say that, hey, or you tell me, John, I could definitely get 1% of that 1,213 searches, I think more than makes and subsides for your ROI, right?
That's all hypothetical. But, yeah, I mean, you could say half a percent and still see if it makes sense.
Bottom line,
it really doesn't matter about that. Here's how it is. When you make money, you can spend it. When you don't make money, you just have to consider that's a bill. Like, oh, shoot, I can't pay that bill. Whether you made money or not, you still got to pay the bill. So at the front end, it's about how much can I invest to get a return. And then once it starts working, then you can, you know, up it. You can, like, Royal Roofing, by the way, has been in business for like 40 years. That's why they have the 3 stars.
Beautiful.
And regrettably for them, they don't have 5 stars because they've been in business so goddamn long that anyone who says I don't like it is going to lower their star rating. So Royal Roofing's been around. The other guys, by the way, are, I don't even know. I'd have to do some research on them to tell you if they've been around. But I've been in business for 46 years. And so I know essentially the greater L.A. area and a lot of the real players. And Royal, of all those that you said, Royal is the only player. And some of the other ones who I would have expected to see are not there. Stout Roofing is I would have expected to hear that they're in the mix, but they're not, which is unusual. Either that or they're out of business, maybe. Anyway, I appreciate your reasoning, your line of your, let's call it your sales pitch, your reasoning, which is, hey, is it worth it? 1%. And then you go, well, it's 12 leads worth. You're going to make $1 million. How about giving me $100 for 12 leads? Okay. I get the concept, but we're still looking at $299 and mm-hmm. we're still looking at whether or not that's the number. So you got to come back to that question, which is still sitting there.
Sure thing. And I'm sorry if I'm coming off as a salesy type of guy. I'm actually coming from genuine from my heart on this one, man.
It's all good, dude.
Sorry about that.
46 years. You got to want to explain or apologize for being a salesperson. That's a good trade. It's a good thing to do. The canned pitch reasoning probably isn't working real well with me because I just look at it and go, yeah, whatever. So, but I appreciate, you know, the bottom line is it works or it doesn't, you know.
And sure.
A lot of people are very, I don't know, let's call it simplistic. You know, if I get one lead and I make $1,000, it's worth $100. You know, that's their thinking process, which is fine. Okay, that's good. I'm not that person. Basically, this is what it's going to cost to get you in front of those people. Mm-hmm. You get one lead, you get 50 leads. Who cares? You got to get at least one. And if you don't get one, it's not worth shit.
Sure.
Simple.
And, of course, I get you 100%, man. I'm not going to say no. I think that's, you know, you're spot on that. You're direct right on it, and I appreciate it. Now, I did know that you mentioned, hey, if this is a price for, you know, specific things, if that's for many areas, it is. It is. And if you're saying that, hey, you're not trying to hit so far out and you already have a website, you already have your presence on there and things are working, and I'm a firm believer on this. If it's working, don't fix it, right? It doesn't need fixing at all. So if that's the case and the price is everything to you on there, again, remember that we're not contract on anything, okay? It's month to month because we want to earn your business on that, right? And if this is something that you feel that you want to give it a shot to do, I'm going to make sure that, hey, I will be your second form of contact. We'll have our techs. They'll make sure to work the magic for everything. The keywords that you want to put in, the services, the time, the area, all of that. Okay, so they'll talk to you as well, too. Again, you can contact them. You contact me, and I got you on that. Now, we can do a pro package, and that is our lowest package on there, and that brings down your monthly to $199. If you're saying that, hey, John, this is something I want to give a shot and do, I want to earn your business for a while. And again, it's month to month because we want to earn your business every month. We don't want you to feel like you got locked in and you have to use us and blah, blah, blah. No, nothing like that. Okay. And this is me talking from my heart on there. I'll go ahead and drop off the $99 cover fee for the initial programming on there just to prove it to you.
Well, thanks for that. So let's talk about having the website. I have the, all the files, they sent me a digital, let's call it record. I'm not a programmer and I don't know how these files are put together, but they sent it to me. This is web-based service obviously they charged me $6,000, but anyway, they know what they're doing, but I'm not going to pay that kind of fee.
So yeah, no way.
What I want to do is I want to send the files to someone who's knowledgeable about putting together the website based on the files that are there. I think that each page has its own set of files or something like that. I don't know those things.
Yeah.
And I don't know even how many pages there are, maybe two or three with some links in between or something. So I want to put the website back up. So that's worth something to me. Just we will host the website, you know, period. It's this much. Okay, fine. That's whatever. Okay, now we got a website up. Now we're talking $199 a month. People in this area, which is fairly local, let's just call it within 2 or 3 miles of Vernon, because that's the industrial area of Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
So, So, you know, that's your $199 a month. So you're saying $199 a month. I don't care if you say, oh, it's 4 miles from there or it's half a mile from there. I don't
right,
care.
Right.
As long as it's got that zip code and a couple others around it, we're good to go.
Okay.
So that's that. The hosting you haven't talked about yet.
Yes, I want to jump on that right now. So I'm first off, I got to say, I'm sorry they're trying to charge you an arm and a leg with that $6,000. That's just outrageous, man. One of the good things
that's
working.
A year. That's
but even
year.
Still.
These guys are like, they have the big building in Valencia and they have 1,000 staff members and they have.
Okay.
And, you know, and it's all very Google, you know, everybody. They got the lunch room where everybody gets lunch every day, like paid for by the company.
Typical thing, right?
It's the Google
yeah.
thing, you know.
I got you.
I'm not paying for that. So,
yeah.
And most importantly, I don't even mind paying for it if I could get some leads, which I could earn money with. But
yeah.
No leads, no service, no product, out the door, big money.
No go.
Nope.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't blame you for that. I'm sorry. I mean, that's just mathematics right there. Nothing. Then, sorry, not earning my business. I get it. Now, to answer your question here, Mark, you know, yes. Again, $199, that's included with your website on there, man. We will go ahead. We have an account management team that will go ahead and be your guys. They will, if you want some new wording on that, on your website, we got it. Color, whatever, we got it. Now, if you're more of the hands-on, you're like, hey, I want to run these promotions. I want to do it. You can do it as well, too. We give you the keys to the car on that, okay? You have my word on that.
That I really thank you for that. But my main thing is you and I are talking, and we have a certain, let's just call it an understanding.
Sure.
First of all, I would like to pay for a product that I actually get, not a product that I'm going to get. And so,
sure.
And so, as an example, I send the files to the team people who are in charge. And they say, oh, gee, we don't know what we're doing over here. And they lose the cookies. And so I'm like, well, guys, figure it out. You know, the U.S.
Right.
business, figure this shit out. That's what they sent me. I don't know how to figure this out. They sent me files. These are the files. I know what the website looks like. You know, put it together in some fashion, you know, and put the nose on the back of the head, put the eyes on the top of the head. I don't give a shit. Put something together and let's see if we can adjust it. So,
yes.
So the next step on this quote unquote sales call is, I send the files to somebody who knows what they're doing and they look at it and go, we've looked at these files, John, and we could put this together for this guy. And yes, it would fall within the 99, within that fee. Okay,
yep.
Fine. Or they call you and say, John, we didn't know what we're doing. And then you go, yeah, okay, what do we got to do? And then
No. I see your scenario here. And, Mark, I can ease your mind over on that, is that, yes, $199, we get you out the door, no taxes, no hidden fees, nothing. And I will talk with you right now. What I will do, we call it building your Google profile page. So you'll let me know your domain name. That's all we need on there for your website. I send it to the technicians. They call you. You don't even have to be in front of a computer for that. Okay? All we ask is for an hour window. We like to under-promise, over-deliver on that. All right? So depending on how much information or questions you have for the text, it can take up to an hour at most on there, okay? So I don't want to say, hey, it could be a lot quicker and promise you. Again, I don't promise you or tell you things I cannot deliver on, okay, or that I don't know. But I do know that the text, once they give you a call, they'll go over the content, the editing, all that. Once that is done, hey, listen, your reporting dashboard, we went over this a little bit earlier. The dashboard is your tracking system where you get to see all the words that people are looking for your services in your area. What words do you want to put on? What words do you want to take off? What areas, if you're like, hey, you know what? That's building a lot more in this area. Let's hit it. Let us know. You got that dashboard to do that. Okay. Again, we go up to 60 different directories as well, too, man. So if you say, hey, I want to be on Chamber of Commerce, great. We got it. I don't look in the Yellow Pages no more, but hey, if you think that your customers are going to find you more through the Yellow Pages, that's great, then hey, we got it that way, too. Now, building all your website and making sure it has everything up to speed and bringing fruition on there, it goes up to anywhere from 7 to 14 days for that. We call it our splash page, but it will be your web page to be set up and ready to go. Okay? So we start working right away.
That's good. Let me clarify for you a couple of things. Number one, Jan, I guess we'll call it the individual, he said he looked up Delta Built Services.
Okay.
And he found a comparable company, Delta Built Services, in Florida. And this is more of a general statement. It's not about the sales call. This is like me talking to you as, this doesn't seem right. If I have DeltaBuiltServices.com that's my domain name, isn't it, like, not possible that somebody else has DeltaBuiltServices.com? Isn't
correct.
That, like...
Yes, correct. I actually
looked
just looked at it.
Services.
I know what happened, too. I did that right when you said that. I see DeltaBuiltServicesInc.com. And this is a big thing I want to talk to you about. I'm glad you brought this up because we call it NAPW. We make sure when our techs give you a call, they go over the name of your business, how you want it presented, and make sure it's consistent throughout the whole web. Because then if not, and someone's looking and you add LLC, just as an example, okay? If you add LLC or Inc., guess what? Now your customers are like, I didn't look in Florida. I didn't look in this area. Why am I doing this? It's waste my time. And then guess what? You lost your quality customer, right? So we want to make sure those techs, they go over all of that with you so that way that does not happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. So I'm not in front of a computer at this moment, but basically, and just to be 100%, let's just call it clear, Delta Built is with a T as in past tense, Delta Built.
Yeah.
And Delta Build with a D, Donald,
is
not the same company. And
exactly.
I appreciate the customers who don't necessarily make that distinction. And I didn't even know there was a Delta Build, existing. I didn't know that, but there could be. So when you looked up Delta Build, what did you, with the T or with the D?
I did it with the T. That's the funny thing. So when I did it with Delta Built with the T services, comma, Inc., period, bam, it popped up, DeltaBuiltServicesInc.com. So right now, when people are looking, let's say if I was a new customer, and even, like, I heard about you. Let's just put it in the best case scenario, you know. Someone told me the grapevine and say, hey, yeah, this guy's really good. Awesome. Let me look him up on Google. When they type in right now, if they type in your name, this is popping up. So you're losing a lot because simply just the name presence on the web. It's not even your fault, man. It's not even that. It's literally just because right now that's what's popping up.
Okay. That's interesting because how is – is that, like, if I don't have the ink and he does, like, that is the connection? Or I'm not really sure how what my plan forward is, you know.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
So the best way to say this is when you work with us, we take care of it because we're a Google Premier partner. So we make sure that we clear the air. We make sure the consistency is throughout all the web on there, okay? And as long as it's for your area. So here's a cool kicker for you. Let's say I was in Florida, right? And I'm looking up Delta Built Services and Inc., right? Unless I'm literally looking up your company, it won't show because I'm not in your area to get your services. Does that make sense now?
Okay.
So we want to take
away. So if I'm in Vernon,
yeah, you got it. I think you understand. So if you're in Vernon, if I was in Vernon looking for you, and I typed it incorrectly, and it's like that, guess what? It would be popped up on that first page because it's considered for you, for your work area, and for your services. Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. So. Delta Built Services, you're punching it in. You're not necessarily in anyone's area. You're just punching in the search. And you're coming up with Florida. So presumably, if we had isolated, if you were in Vernon and we had this thing going, then presumably you would come up with my little dot on the map or whatever it is. In other words, it would show up.
Yeah.
But if you're in Florida, you'll get the other guy, presumably, I guess, because you're not necessarily isolating it. I'm a little confused, is I guess the short answer.
Okay.
So is this a problem? Am I going to be basically advertising for this fellow in Florida? And then I got to figure out that's not going to work. I'm not going to pay for that.
Yeah, man. I mean, as of right now, because you're not with us, you are advertising for him. Technically, I hate to put it that way and be honest, blunt and straightforward with you, but when I'm literally putting in your business name correctly on Google, and it's popping up this guy's business name all the way in Florida. Now, let's say, once you work with us, that won't happen. If they put in your name, your website will show, your stuff will show on the map, you'll be up there, man, okay? Now, if I spelt it incorrectly, right, or if I typed in your services as long as I'm in your area, then you're going to show. But if I'm not in your area and I'm in Timbuktu over here and I type in, let's just say, like, build a Delta roofing near Delta, and then I put near Vernon, right, but not Vernon. I can't put that as that. I look at it as in Michigan or something. I put Delta, near Delta, Michigan, blah, blah, blah. It's not going to show for you because we're excluding these other people that's out of your area. And that's how our dashboard really works for you, because you get to see that too, right? You get to choose your zip code, and you get to choose the exact words, up to 50 words, man, okay? So, you know, by that alone, you're not going to need all that, but we want to make sure we have it there for you. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds fine. So,
yes, sir.
So then, if I understand this, I'm going to feed it back to you. Tell me if I got it right.
Okay.
We set up the program. We exclude everyone else outside the circle that we have, like my backyard, if you want to call it that. And this is my circle.
Yes.
So we put Delta Built Services, we put up a website, and if you're in my backyard and you look up Delta, you're going to get me. Fair enough.
Yes, sir.
If you're not in my backyard and you look up Delta, say like Michigan as an example, you could get both, or you won't get me, you'll only get Florida. How does that work?
There you go. Yeah, yeah. And again, now, the way Google works, though, if I type in your exact business name, it's always going to show. That's for sure. Okay. At this,
that is my exact business name, Delta Built Services, Inc. That's actually my name.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I don't even understand how it's possible that somebody else could have the exact same name and a website when I have both DeltaBuiltServices.com and DeltaBuilt.net. Like, I have those are my domains.
At this point, I'm going to tell you right now, Mark, you need us on that. I'm sorry to say it like this, man, but at this point, because I wish I could take a picture and send this to you. I literally typed in Delta Built Services, comma, Inc., period. I put it in Google. This is the people. You're advertising for a whole other company. And I'm telling you right now, just as a speculation here, this is why you haven't received any type of phone, not one phone call or anything, because people are like, I'm in California. Why do I keep getting, and it's in Cape Coral, Florida, I'm looking at this other business. Like, what the heck, you know? So we want to make sure we clear the air on that web for you.
Where is Cape Coral? Is that near Tampa?
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty close.
Like,
it's not that far off.
Wow, interesting. Okay, let me just check something. Okay, what I'm doing is I'm online right now.
Okay.
I'm,
look this
I'm
up, I'm not lying, man.
No, that's not even the point, not even for a second. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to kind of figure out who is this person? You know, I mean, are they somebody that knows me and basically just decided to take my name? That was kind of, I don't know, maybe I'm a little off base, but
because I had a partner who was here with me in L.A., and he moved to Florida. And I don't know, honestly, where he
was
in Florida.
I'm on his website right now, then. It seems like custom home designs, remodeling, floor plans. Not really seeing.
Okay. So this is
exactly right. Yeah.
Okay, I have that company's in Oldsmar, Florida. I don't know if that's me. Do you know where Oldsmar is? I mean, you're in Tampa. It's right. It's apparently relatively close.
No, that's real close. Yeah, that's real close to me.
Yeah, well, that's where this guy is.
The heck? Okay, I think he's been out. Yeah, I'm going to look it up right now. Hold on. I'm telling you right now, that's like 10 minutes away from me.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought. I thought, what the heck, you know? Anyway, I'm just trying to, see, the Delta Build with a D.
Yeah, and it, what's weird is that's coming up.
Yeah, these are all Delta Build with a D, just so you know.
And it's not even the right word I'm putting in. Like, I'll put built, but it'll pop up the build. And so that's what our techs do. They make sure that that doesn't happen. If they type in that, they're getting that. You know what I'm saying? And especially if they're in your area, they will find you in that first page.
Right. I do have a Yelp presence, Delta Built Services, Lakeview Terrace. That one is active in its mind. It's not, well, not really active, to tell you the truth, because they basically said for a couple hundred bucks a month they were going to do all these things, and they ended up doing nothing. So there's Delta Built with a T three or four different times, four times, in fact, on the first page, if you Delta Built with a T. But then there's Delta Build with a D, and that's coming up differently. So anyway, so there's what's Delta Build with a D is in Florida. And yet the internet is converting it over to Delta Build from Delta Built, like a misspelling kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
Well, so now you say the techs are going to be able to adjust this or make it so that it doesn't work?
Yes. And that magic starts when you're ready. I'm ready to go ahead and get this going, and I keep to my promises. I keep to my word, you know. So we're at $199, no setup fee on top of that, man. You know, it doesn't get better than that. Where you get your website, you're not paying $6,000 to keep managing it and making it. We have our techs there for you. Our account management team has your back. You know, again, if you need to change words that you're like, hey, you know what, actually, can I add these services on there? We got you. If you say, you know what, I only want to keep it these, we got you. There's nothing we can't do, I feel like,
okay.
On this part.
So then let's talk about moving forward, which it sounds like you're thinking the same things. So here's where I'm at on that one. I would like the tech guy to look at the files that I have for my website, and he can look at them and say, yes, these files can be converted, or no, we can't, you know, convert them. If you can do that, somebody can do it.
I can tell you right now they can. I've done with a lot of customers already that already had owned their own domains, had their own websites, even their own business Facebook pages, things like that, and they take care of them all the time. We've worked with 7 already today. Not in your area, so don't worry. We make sure it's very exclusive to you. That I know.
Okay. I don't care where they are. Actually, all I care is that if they can work with the file or they can't, and then
yes, sir.
And then that way I have that. Okay, so I'd like to have the tech person call me or somebody look at this file and confirm, or if you want to do it differently, we can confirm an arrangement for a couple of months, and
And that completes your kind of circle, if you will. That gets you home. But then the tech guy calls me, and if he blows it off, the whole thing went to shit. And now we got to unwind, and I don't want to pay for it because you promised. And
sure,
you can do it whichever way you want. You're confident that they're going to pull this together, and it's all going to work fine, with the understanding that that is a condition of the sale. And if it is not able to be promised, then we will look at the tech guy first, and then he will promise it, and then you will back up the sale and close it. How do you want to proceed?
Give me a second. I'm going to reach out to my manager right now to see if what we can do as far as getting a confirmation from the tech. I just need me personally, from my own experience, I know for a fact they can. But if that's what's going to make sure to, you know, say, hey, John, we have a green light here and we're good to go, then by all means, we can do that. But you let me know, man. So I'm going to reach out to my manager.
I'm sitting here ready to send the file to somebody, and you tell me who, and I'll send the file, and then he will look at it, open it up, or do whatever he does, and give you some kind of a confirmation that, yes, this file is a normal file. We see it all the time. This works. In which case, great. Or he says, oh, shit, I don't know what they did. In which case, he tells you, and then you say, okay, well, we have to do something different. And then we have that conversation at that point. So you tell me. You want me to send? Who do you want me to send this file to so he can look at it? Or you want to help him call me, and then we get back together later? How do you want to proceed?
Hey, Mark, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sorry. Something's going on with my phone here or something. It's freezing up on me. So if I lose you, I will call you right back. Okay, Mark?
You have my number. Go ahead and call me back.
I just want to make sure I have you on there. It will be from an 877 number, just in case if I lose you, okay?
Okay, that sounds fine.
Because I don't know what's going on with my thing here. All right.
It's just been dead. There was no one there. And I thought, well, maybe he went off to talk to somebody.
No, I would never do that to you, man. Again, I am the lead on your account. This is the storm? What is going on with my phone? All right, Patrick, I'm going to have to.
You have been kicked from this conference.
so mad right now. I can't believe this. Yeah, I am. Well, he's talking about tech shit, and then, like, talking about tech things, and I'm so mad right now, because all of a sudden this happens. I can't believe this happened. Yeah. Alright, I'm going on right now. Oh, what the heck happened? Hey, Chris. Can you hear me? I don't know, man. We're having a bad storm, or if that shut off everything or what, but it started acting really weird. Like, I stopped hearing him, and then, I don't know. I told him, I hope he heard me, that I'm going to give him a call back where the answer was about our text and stuff, too. Well, I don't know what's going on. I restarted everything myself just in case. I'm a little mad right now, sorry. Because, man, I'm like, right when I'm getting a sale, it's like, all right, cool. And all of a sudden, this thing dropped. You know, I'm like, what the heck? Not yet. I needed to talk to you first, too. So in order to close a sale, he was saying that he wanted to make sure that our text can work with his domain, because he owns his domain. I gotta make sure. I was like, I know we've been helping people, like, no matter what, you know, but he wants to see if he can talk to a tech to confirm before he sets a tech schedule and everything and make a payment. How do I go about that? Okay. Right. We could work with them. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What do you mean as a category, as in what he does? Okay, yeah, give me a second, I'm pulling everything. So, roofing, industrial, and commercial. Yeah. Yeah, because I already priced it. He dropped me down hard, man. Like, he's the only guy I'm doing. Yeah, like, I'm at the pro package for him at $199, no setup fee again, like, because to prove it to him. Yeah, like, roofers make money, man, so I'm like, I'm really dropping it for him. But he made a good point, though. He's going to stick, like, he's like, I don't want to stick stuff, like, 10 miles away from my area and stuff, you know? And I'm like, man, all right, whatever, you know? Yeah. Okay. For sure. I don't think he did. Yeah. Okay. they one. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this guy, man. Yeah. Yeah. I know. He can do this. I'm ready. Yeah. Okay. Okay, great. Okay. All right. Cool. Appreciate it. That's all you needed, man. Okay. Okay. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate you, man. All right. Let's make sure I have.
Hello?
Hey, Mark Johnna with Local Splash.
Hey, man.
So sorry, man. We're having a bad storm over here, and it messed up everything. So I appreciate you, on your patience there.
Okay.
But here's the good news. I did talk to my techs as well, too, just to make sure. Now, the domain that you bought, I mean, I remember you mentioned you had two.
Yes.
Were they from, because the only one we cannot work with is from Wix. Do you know where you got your domain from?
GoDaddy, I believe.
GoDaddy? Okay. That's one of the ones that we actually do work with for sure, that they mentioned specifically. So I can guarantee you that we can work with this website.
Okay. Yeah. Now, let me clarify. There's a difference between hosting and a file compilation. The GoDaddy site is the one, that's where I bought the thing. And what happened, I believe, and I don't know the internet web business, but I think they contacted GoDaddy and said, kind of, what are the parameters of developing a site for this domain? And they were given that, which is, I presume, what your guys would do the same thing. They'd say, what do we got to do to fit with your domain? And then they gave the data and then they presented it. So we presume that is going to work, yes, based on that presumably two people call GoDaddy and they give them the same data and then they go from there. Okay. So you talked with your tech guy. He said,
yes, sir.
We can work with GoDaddy.
He actually specifically said GoDaddy, so we can.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So now, so if I'm reading this correctly, you're suggesting we should go ahead and do this. You should send the file to our tech guy after we've done our arrangements. And then he can then confirm that, we'll put the website up, I guess. Something like that? Is that what you're saying we should do?
Yeah, so what I will do is ask you a few questions just to make sure to confirm the name, the address, all of that right now. So I'm going to make what we talked about earlier, your Google profile page. The more information you give me today, the more easier it is for our techs when they give you a call to go over all the content. It makes it a lot more smoother. Again, we ask for a 1-hour window. We like to under-promise, over-deliver on that. But depending on how many questions you have, it can take up to an hour. They will call you from an 877 number, so just make sure you have that window open for them, and they'll go ahead and go over everything and make sure that's up for you. Okay? I can look on a schedule right now to see what best fits for you as well, too, to get that going. Now,
okay.
I do see... Does Monday or Tuesday work better for you?
Tuesday's better.
Tuesday? Okay.
Yeah.
Tuesday's the 30th, right? So let's do that. What time on Tuesday? More than
11
morning?
11 o'clock.
11 a.m.?
Yeah.
How about it? Is it all right if we do at 10 a.m.? Does that work, or 10 to 11? Is that okay for you?
If they text me first, yes.
Did they text you? Okay. Actually, I think...
A lot of companies nowadays, they text first because they really want to make sure that they're connecting up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we could email you to confirm all that as well, too. You know, I'll put in the information on this Google profile page so that way they look at that before they give you a call to know what they're dealing with as well, too. So it's not like they're jumping in and saying, hey, how's it going? I don't know anything about you, right? So,
yeah, go for it.
All right. Okay, so I do 10 a.m. to 11. Okay, and Mark, what is the best email for them to go and send the information and invoice and all that?
Mark, M-A-R-K,
mm-hmm.
at DeltaBuilt, with a T.
I think I'm going to have that stuck in my brain for a long time now.
Well, it's really easy to mishear and hear DeltaBuild.
Right.
I always just say with a T, and then people always get it, and that's just how I've done it. Because it is a very, let's just call it tricky situation where they sound very similar.
It can, yeah. Well, I'm glad we got to the bottom of that earlier, too. You know, I'm sure we're going to go ahead and fix all that for your online presence there. Make sure it's very consistent and get you going. So that way you actually get to see the fruition for your business. Unlike before where you had, when these guys are being sent to Florida over there. So.
Yeah. I don't think that when the original web page, the one for the 6K, was being paid for, which is the $500 a month, that was a problem, because the DeltaBuilt presence with the T was there was a website for it.
Oh, okay.
The internet can't find anything under DeltaBuilt, then it thinks, oh, you must mean DeltaBuild, and so they drop, you know, they